Because the 11th paragraph that we would be speaking about today, is very closely related and refers sometimes to the tense. I am reading first simply the tense paragraph of the Genjo Koan and followed by the 11th, and then we will see what it means. A fish swims in the ocean, and no matter how far it swims, there is no end to the water. A bird flies in the sky, and no matter how far it flies, there is no end to the air. However, the fish and the bird have never left their element. When their activity is large, their field is large. When their need is small, their field is small. Thus, each of them totally covers its full range, and each of them totally experiences its realm. If the bird leaves the air, it will die at once. If the fish leaves the water, it will die at once. Know that water is life, and air is life. The bird is life, and the fish is life. Life must be the bird, and life must be the fish. It is possible to illustrate this with more analogies. Practice, enlightenment, and people are like this. Now, if a bird or a fish tries to reach the end of its element before moving in it, this bird or this fish will not find its way or its place. When you find your place where you are, practice occurs, actualizing the fundamental point. When you find your way at this moment, practice occurs, actualizing the fundamental point. For the place, the way is neither large nor small, neither yours nor others. The place, the way, has not carried over from the past, and it is not merely arising now. Accordingly, in the practice enlightenment of the Buddha way, meeting one thing is mastering it Doing one practice is practicing completely. So sometimes a bird or a fish tries to reach the end or the limit of its element before moving in it. And this bird or this fish will not find its way or its place. This fish or this bird or we ourselves. If we try to measure the Buddhist way or which is our element before we actually practice. When we say, well, what's in it for me? Or is it worth it? Then that is actually measuring it, and it can look like you are measuring life before living. So you cannot measure before being it. You cannot measure the Buddhist way before practice. We cannot measure life before deeply living it. We need to discover its meaning while living, and not look from afar. We need to immerse in life and also immerse in the Buddhist way. And in when we speak about a bird or a fish, it seems obvious that there is a place for them, and that wherever they are, that is their place. And wherever they go, and how they go, that is their way. And so how is that for us practitioners, human beings? What is the way? That way is the Buddha way. And There is a Roshi who explains that as to do one thing, we are complete in that moment. And the way is right here. Wherever we are. It is us here where the way is, not somewhere else. And it is not a technique. Is not a way that you can describe. And this place also is, it is right here. When you know this place, it is neither large nor small. The place of meditation. You've heard that a lot in our tradition. So, when we practice this, when we are at that place and find your way, that's is realizing the koan and the koan, Genjo koan. It is realizing the ultimate. It is realizing reality. And it is, there's nothing out there and nothing else to realize other than this being at this place. And doing your way. You can be happy and at peace at this way and this place. It is a content place, a place where one can be content. It's not a place of glamour. It's a quiet place. So this is the way of the Buddha, the way of enlightenment. And your whole life becomes that. So this life of ours is realization. It has nothing to do with something special, something extraordinary. It is ordinary. We can do ordinary things, ordinary life. So it doesn't this place and this way are neither large nor small, neither self nor other, neither existing previously nor just arising now. So it wasn't there already, and it is not just coming into being now. You may wonder, yeah, but how and what? How is that possible? Therefore, Dogen says, it exists thus, and thus is this way. Not carried over from the past, not merely arising now. The realization of one's life is not newly arising or merely arising, and it didn't exist previously. The realization of one's life is inborn. Maizumi says that. But if you don't practice being present now, doing one thing wholly, then one cannot really realize that value, the worth of this life, of this Buddha life. We need to offer ourselves to bring it forth. We need to give ourselves to the practice to bring it forth. And this life cannot be described. Therefore, it is in the Buddhist tradition called thus.